Good morning and welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. And we'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Carol Van West, director of the MTSU Center for Historic Preservation, after this.
The Tennessee Board of Regents and the University of Tennessee are making it easier for students to transfer their class credits from two-year schools to four-year institutions. The schools have partnered to offer 50 guaranteed transfer paths beginning this fall semester. Tennessee Community College students can now earn an associate's degree in one of these 50 select majors, then transfer as a junior to a Tennessee public university to complete a four-year degree. MTSU and the United States Army have entered a partnership to develop the next generation of unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones. MTSU students will get hands-on training with drones like the Army's Mini Raven, and the Army will get access to MTSU's computational science, engineering, and aerospace expertise. The Army says the partnership is the first agreement of its kind between a university and the office that operates the Army's drone fleet.
Dr. Carol Van West is our guest today. He's the Center for Historic Preservation Director here at MTSU. And when it comes to arranging for events commemorating the sesquicentennial of the American Civil War in Tennessee, he has been right in the thick of things. We're going to talk about the planning. We're going to talk about how it is decided what types of events are most appropriate, and we're going to take a look back at what this anniversary means and how it has been done in other states by comparison to how Tennessee has chosen to do it. Dr. West, welcome. It's been a long time, too long.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Let's start out by talking about the specifics of the signature event, as it is called, that will be taking place on the 6th and the 7th of September at Tennessee Tech.
Well, our signature events are designed by the Tennessee Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission to move across the state during the entire sesquicentennial period. And that would be, we started in 2010 with an opening event in Nashville talking about the coming of the war. This year's event is on the Cumberland Plateau because actually that's where the first shots between Unionists and Confederates were fired. The first battle took place. It was a small affair at Travisville in September of 1861. So this year in 2011, we wanted to do that event.
Now, we've all been saying it started at Fort Sumter all this time.
That's a good point. But of course, the Tennessee Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission, we're focused on Tennessee.
Okay.
And Tennessee at the time of Fort Sumter had not decided whether it was going to stay with the Union or join the Confederacy. We were still in that undecided column. And then in June of 1861, they took the vote to join the Confederacy.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this skirmish that took place on the plateau?
The skirmish that took place at Travisville becomes sort of symptomatic of how the war would play out in that region. It was a group of Union cavalry coming down in two very northern part of Tennessee and trying to break up a Confederate group that was forming in Pickett County, Tennessee. So it was a small firefight, really, involving probably 100 men on each side. There were only a few casualties, but the war continued in that vein on the plateau for the remainder of the time. And that's why the symposium at Tennessee Tech here on the 6th and 7th of September is about war on the border front, and particularly the guerrilla warfare of that region.
And what sorts of events are planned for the 6th and the 7th? Are we talking about seminars, reenactments, what?
Well, it's a range of different events. We have a keynote address from Dr. Gary Gallagher. He's from the University of Virginia. He is one of the most respected Civil War authors and experts. And he is speaking that evening. And then the next day, we have a public event where the governor is speaking. We have a symposium then after the public event. And throughout the day, there will be a living history demonstrations on another part of the Tennessee Tech campus out by its agricultural farm. So students, the public can go out and see different demonstrations.
What role has the Center for Historic Preservation played in helping to provide background information or resources for the sesquicentennial planning?
Well, the center has been involved really in this entire issue since 2002. And when the state decided to create their sesquicentennial commission in 2008, they wanted us involved because we already had so many community connections and so many different projects going on. And then Governor Bredesen asked me to serve as the co-chair of the state sesquicentennial commission. So ever since that time in 2009, we have really been working closely together, letting our experts, our programs, our connections work well for the state. We want this to be not a project that becomes a turf war for anyone. We want it to be a seamless type of coordinated program, and we really do have that. I have been very pleased with how all the major state agencies, such as the State Museum and the State Library and Archives and the Tennessee Historical Society, the Tennessee Historical Commission, and MTSU through the Center for Historic Preservation, how we have worked together, leveraged our expertise and our funding, and we're really doing a lot of different things across the state.
And when you say a comprehensive look at the Civil War, you mean not just battles and military history, but what life was like on the home front, the role of women, the trials and tribulations of the slaves, all of that. As a historian, you'd not want to see any aspect of it dismissed or marginalized.
Well, I think if we dismiss or marginalize any of those things, we really discount the impact the war had on the state. I mean, Tennessee was an occupied state in two ways. In East Tennessee, they thought the Confederate Army was the occupier. In the rest of the state, the Union Army really did occupy most of Tennessee by the spring of 1862. So this was a war fought in many different ways, along with 38 nationally significant battlefields in Tennessee. You have this constant activity taking place, affecting family farms, affecting businesses, affecting churches, and it really is a big story. And I think the bigger the story you tell, the more people understand just how transforming the Civil War period was for our state and certainly the nation.
We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more MTSU on the Record.
Specialized training in forensic science prepares tomorrow's professionals through the Forensic Institute for Research and Education, or FIRE. The Forensic Anthropology Search and Recovery Team assists law enforcement with skeletal remains at crime scenes. Legendary forensic scientists provide lectures free to the public, and high school students work realistic crime scenes each summer at our CSI MTSU camp. I'm Dr. Hugh Berryman, Director of FIRE.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
And we're back on MTSU on the Record with Dr. Carol Van West. How would you compare the devastation that the Civil War wreaked in Tennessee to the devastation it wreaked in other Confederate states and the struggle to get back up after the war to some semblance of normalcy?
It took Tennessee 100 years to recover economically from the Civil War. When you look at just base economic data, that's what the economic historians tell us. Tennessee did not recover until 1960, which is a pretty shocking statement, and when you realize just how deep the devastation was. I think the only state that really compares to Tennessee, because it also had many battles and had periods of occupation, was Virginia. And Virginia, of course, lost a good third of its state when West Virginia seceded during the war, whereas Tennessee, East Tennessee, wanted to separate, but it did remain part of the state. So today we can really go to many different places in Tennessee and encounter different chapters of that big story. So I think Virginia and Tennessee certainly were affected the most, but, you know, that's not to dismiss what happened in other states from Maryland and Pennsylvania, from the Gettysburg Campaign to the March through Georgia, of course, a very famous event of 1864 and 1865.
Why were there so many Union sympathizers in East Tennessee? Why that particular grand division of the state?
Frankly, it was because their level of slaveholding was just not the same as the other parts of the state. You did have Confederates in East Tennessee. You did have Unionists in Middle Tennessee and in West Tennessee. The state was clearly divided, although certainly East Tennessee was more strongly Unionist than the rest of the state. But that is the fact that I think surprises a lot of Tennesseans. Say you're out in McNary County or down in Henderson County, and they were very much Unionist strongholds throughout the Civil War. Why? Again, it was a part of the state without great land. It's sort of broken up hills, not a lot of slaves.
How active was the Underground Railroad in the state of Tennessee?
The story of the Underground Railroad in Tennessee has really been explored, I think, well in the last 10 years. I know our contributions with that has focused on particularly historic churches, historic African-American churches who date to that time. I mean, they can be up on the Tennessee River near Greenback, where this one church known as Craig's Chapel, AME, Zion Church, formed because the cave down at the river below them was an underground railroad stopping point as they crossed over the Tennessee River. Fort Donelson has really done some important work on their underground railroad story because as soon as the Union Army took over that fort, slaves started to run there for freedom, to go ahead and grasp their own freedom. And from there, of course, they would move on into Kentucky and into Ohio. Chattanooga was another sort of entree point for the Underground Railroad in Tennessee because, again, the early Union occupation and slaves from the Deep South trying to get behind Union lines for their immediate safety, and from there they could move farther north.
Have we done a good job of preserving our Civil War battle sites and other aspects of Civil War heritage in the state of Tennessee?
Well, now that's a great question that you could get some really diverse answers from different people. I feel that Tennessee has done a good job. Certainly we could do better, but we have major national battlefield parks at Stones River, Chattanooga, Shiloh, Fort Donelson. We have a really interesting effort going on in Franklin involving both public groups and private nonprofits to reclaim the Franklin battlefield. We're in the middle of working with different groups there in Franklin right now to convert 110 acres into a battlefield park, something that they've never really had in Franklin. That's going to be an exciting accomplishment. Over in Knoxville, a similar effort is taking place with three Union fortifications that overlook the city, overlook the Holston River. They're a beautiful setting, and they're being acquired, preserved, interpreted, and added to the city's greenway system. Parker's Crossroads over in West Tennessee is another sort of local, state, private initiative that has expanded from just being a small little postage stamp battlefield to now a park with, again, hundreds of acres to it. And MTSU worked with the folks there at Parker's Crossroads to do their current audio tour. It was produced right here on campus.
Time for a quick break, and we'll be right back to MTSU on the Record.
The Middle East-centered MTSU seeks to promote greater understanding of the politics, history, and culture of this vitally important region of the world. Its mission includes the promotion of outreach programs and faculty research. The center sponsors lectures by Middle East experts and scholarly exchanges. We're especially pleased to offer a new interdisciplinary minor in Middle East Studies with courses in Arabic and Hebrew. This is Dr. Alan Hibbard, Center Director.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're back on MTSU on the Record with Dr. Carol Van West. Has the story of the African-American struggle been told adequately, and has that history been preserved adequately?
I think the story of just the entire focus of African American history through the Civil War is fascinating. On this part, I think, again, in Tennessee, we've done better than many states. Certainly the National Cemetery at Nashville with its beautiful monument of a USCT soldier, it was an important achievement there to just bring out that story at the different national cemeteries across the state. Knoxville has one of these. Memphis has one. Chattanooga has one. Stones River has a segment of its cemetery where the U.S. Colored Troops veterans are buried. I think bringing that out has been very important. We have worked with a whole host of different communities across the state to bring out what we call the emancipation communities. These are places within Tennessee that were started by African Americans, some being freedmen, some being escaped slaves, during and immediately after the war. And we have worked with them on preservation projects, listing their communities in the National Register of Historic Places. And one of my favorites is a place called Promised Land, which is immediately north of Dixon in Dixon County. And this little community was unknown to most people. Of course, the community knew it. But now by working with us, they're on the Tennessee Civil War trails. And there's several other of these sites across the state that have joined the Civil War Trail Program, are part of the Sesquicentennial Commission efforts, certainly part of the National Heritage Area efforts. But with that progress, I still think there's much more that needs to be done. I know Fort Negley in Nashville is an important place for the USCT story. I think more people need to recognize that. Currently, we're working with the Land Trust for Tennessee on Glen Levin Farm, which is out on Franklin Pike. It's a very important Civil War landscape. After the Battle of Nashville, it was used as a military hospital, and buried at the farm after the battle were over 90 federal soldiers, half of whom were African American. So here was one of the major antebellum plantations of Nashville, the Thompson's family plantation. Thompson Lane runs through part of that historic farm. And then during the war, that place turns upside down. Former slaves are fighting for freedom, some of which die at the farm and are buried there. Now, after the war, a few years, all of those veterans were moved to the National Cemetery. But one of our graduate students, Rachel Finch, found those documents and found out that that type of devastation affected that one place within the city. So again, that just told us, God, there's many of these stories out there. And that's one of the really exciting areas of Civil War research. And a whole host of our graduate students here at MTSU have been involved with that. Sherry LaFlame, who just graduated with her master's degree, conducted a really thorough study of the first contraband camp in the state that General U.S. Grant set up. The contraband camps were for escaped slaves because legally they were classified as property and they were contraband property. And this was down in Grand Junction, Tennessee. So again, that's just an area that just tells you that while some people think, can there be more said about the Civil War? Yes, because it was such a total experience for this state. There's much more to be said.
And it's more complicated than any sort of a surface examination or superficial examination of it could possibly do justice to it. In your interaction with people at sesquicentennial events, what is your take on the public perspective as they look back at the Civil War and what it has meant to shaping the way our lives are even today?
You know, I am been impressed with how Tennesseans have embraced the sort of concept of telling the whole story of America's greatest challenge, that it's not just a matter of focusing just on battles and looking at military valor, although that's an important part of it. But it goes beyond that to look at who were involved, what were their motivations, what happened after these major battles. I mean, again, we always come back to a point that why is the Civil War so important? Well, it redefined citizenship in this country. You don't have the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendments to the Constitution without the American Civil War. And that really redefined who we were as a nation. And as we have found out, people realize that within that big narrative, their own stories fit in different ways. And some families are, you know, they're devout Confederates at the time of the war. They're devout Confederates today. That's fine, because there's just as many other Tennesseans who feel differently that, well, we were not for secession, and, you know, that was a mistake. We are still strong Unionists. So it's always good to hear those debates and for people to realize their stories individually are part of this bigger mosaic. So we have done all types of different partnerships and collaborations with groups as diverse as the Grand Army of the Republic, the Main Line Union Heritage Organization, to the Sons of Confederate Veterans and the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And I think all sides realize that we look upon their viewpoints with respect, as long as respect is shown to others. That, again, the big narrative is one that it is what it is. I hate to use that cliche, but boy, that's come up from a bunch of different people, so I've sort of adopted it. You know, the war happened. It was hell. It was difficult. People made tough choices. People made choices now that we wouldn't make, but it was war, and they survived. And all of those different parts of that story are at least part of the effort we're trying to make for the sesquicentennial.
You know, some people are able to take a step back and look at it as a compelling, dramatic, true narrative. In other states, there have been some events that have been dissed by liberals, progressives, as people reminiscing about a time that they wish they had been a part of. Grand balls in South Carolina with the women dressed out in their Scarlett O'Hara dresses and the St. Andrew's cross flying, and some African Americans and some progressives, whites, have taken umbrage at that type of Civil War observance because it seems to be wishing to return to the plantation slave-owning era, and it seems to be, at least in the feelings of some African Americans, dissing them and disrespecting the extraordinary pain and struggle that their ancestors went through. There being a difference between a commemoration and a celebration. And if you want to take a moment to think about that, we'll be back after another break. This is MTSU on the Record.
Expanding Your Horizons is an annual hands-on science and math conference for middle and high school girls. EYH enables girls to investigate careers in science and math and to talk with female leaders in those fields that are so essential to our nation's future. EYH also provides the girls with fun hands-on activities and allows them to meet girls with similar interests. I'm Dr. Judith Iriarte-Gross, EYH Director.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're back with Dr. Carol Van West, and we were just asking him about the difference between a celebration and a commemoration of the Civil War sesquicentennial. What's your take on that?
Well, our take on that has been straightforward from day one. I mean, this has been going on now for us for 10 years. We're here to interpret and preserve the American Civil War and its total experience. We're open to that idea that it's more than just battlefields. There are the hundreds of Tennessee Century Farms involved with this conflict. There are the hundreds of historic African American churches, another survey project of ours in the past, that started during the war and have Civil War veterans buried in their church cemeteries. It's all of these places together. And that my sort of soundbite on that response has been, we're here to commemorate and interpret the Civil War. We're not here to celebrate the Confederacy, because in this state, it was never a total Confederate state. To say, well, the state should celebrate the Confederacy, why? The state was heavily divided. And anyway, aren't we Americans? Don't we want to look at this pivotal chapter in American history and understand how this shaped us as a nation?
What is, with regard to the signature event back at Tennessee Tech University, I understand you're going to have Kix Brooks of Brooks and Dunn show
Kix,
up?
Kix Brooks is, you know, he was as a young man, as a teenager, he attended the Suwanee Military Academy. He is very interested in the Civil War period. He came forth and sort of asked us, he would like to be involved. And certainly we want folks of all stripes involved in this celebration. So, yeah, I get to have the fun event of introducing Kix Brooks at the at the symposium at Tennessee Tech on September 7th.
Is he going to perform?
When you have special guests like that who command international audiences, we'll let Mr. Brooks decide what he wants to do.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if he brought his guitar, just in case. If someone wants to find out more about the sesquicentennial events, including the signature event on the 6th and 7th of September at Tennessee Tech in Cookeville, is there a website or a particular place where they can go for information?
You know, the best way to get to the website is just type into your computer, Tennessee Civil War 150th, and that'll take you right to the website. They do have all of the details on the program that will happen on September 6th and 7th. And also, if you sign in with your email, you'll be notified from this point on of all of the future events that will be taking place, because our next one is April 4th and 5th at Shiloh National Military Park.
Dr. Carol Van West, who is the director of the MTSU Center for Historic Preservation, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
MTSU On the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.